You're listening to SBS News.
Over 75% of Australians aged 16 and over have had two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. And from November 8, they'll be eligible for a third shot. Health Minister Greg Hunt says people will be able to get a Pfizer booster 6 months after receiving a second dose.
We have enough vaccine in the country to vaccinate everybody who comes due. And so as your 6 months has passed, you will be eligible to come forward.
Australia joins Israel as one of the few nations in the world to make COVID-19 boosters available to all. Aged care residents began to receive their top-up shot today. The boosters won't be mandatory, but the head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration, Professor John Skerritt, is urging everyone to get one.
It definitely gives extra protection against severe disease, particularly for older Australians and those that are in that vulnerable group. You'll remember last year with that 1A and 1B. We're not prioritising this time around, but they will be the ones that will be first to get to that six-month period.
In the space of 24 hours, the virus has claimed another 25 lives in Victoria and two more in New South Wales. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has sent his deep condolences to their families.
It is a sobering reminder of the terrible reality of this pandemic, and that reality is still visited upon us here in Australia, despite the progress we're making. But our best defence against all of that has been the vaccination program.
Victoria is to tighten rules around medical exemptions to vaccination. From 6 p.m. tomorrow, only the Australian Immunisation Register medical exemption form is to be used to provide patients with proof of medical exemption to vaccination. People who currently hold a standard letter of exemption from a GP will have to return to their clinician to have the new form completed. Acting Chief Health Officer Ben Cowie says establishing a clear process will help GPs communicate with patients about the limited medical exemptions available for vaccination and stop people without genuine health problems avoiding the jab.
Those who don't have any of those specific contraindications to vaccination will see their exemptions, their existing exemptions, expire in a fortnight's time.
Victoria's Premier has defended mandatory vaccination requirements in the state. Daniel Andrews says Victoria wouldn't be poised to reopen tomorrow without the vaccination orders covering many industries.
We wouldn't be going to 80% tomorrow night and having a long weekend and going to the pub and doing all the things and meeting family and doing all the stuff that we've missed so desperately. We'd be locked down still.
The federal government's global do not travel advice has been removed from the Smart Traveller website ahead of the progressive lifting of international travel restrictions on November the 1st. The chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, has allayed the concerns of parents travelling back to Australia with children aged between 12 and 17 who aren't fully vaccinated. He says they'll be exempt from hotel quarantine if they land in New South Wales or Victoria, but must quarantine at home.
We're not going to be splitting up families. Those children will travel above the cap and they will be required to have a 7-day home quarantine and a couple of tests just to give that extra safety buffer because they are not fully vaccinated.
Australians hoping to enjoy quarantine-free travel to New Zealand have been left disappointed, though. The New Zealand government has opted not to do away with hotel quarantine for arrivals from Australia. It has, however, halved the length of time people must quarantine, bringing it down to 7 days. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.